happens when you mix two opinionated Southern women in a microphone. I reckon they're a hell of a time.
Oh, that's very funny.
Damn!
Coming from their home studio straight into your ear hole.
Looky here.
It's time to sling some shade. Southern shade.
I see what you did there.
With Liv Matthews and Jay Jansen.
Welcome back, our Shade Brigade. This is Liv Matthews.
And this is Jay Jansen. And shoo, I don't have a Monday song, but Mondays are way too fucking long.
Yeah, my Monday went all wrong.
Jesus Christ, I had the all wrong Mondays too.
So talking about all wrong Mondays, what about the days things just go wrong?
Today.
Okay, what happened today?
Well, you know, I get all the way to work this morning. I realize I still have on my house shoes.
Oh, no.
That I got such in a tizzy getting the kids ready, I forgot to change my shoes.
Now, the Hubs, he had a similar situation. He went to work in his little Crocs, no socks.
Crocs, no socks.
Crocs, no socks. And he has to change into his work boots.
Safety shoes.
Yeah. You know, steel-toed, all that. And he realizes no socks. So he had to wear those nasty work boots all day long.
Swamp feet and steel, let me tell you. That was probably some soupy boots.
It was some soupy boots. And when he got home, they smelled like straight up Fritos.
Ugh. I had to leave those on the porch, hunty.
I was like, you're going to have to go in there and wash those like right now.
You know, though, I'm going to tell you, like, the life of Jay is ridiculous. It is ridiculous in the mannerism in which I can't get my shit together as an adult.
I think most people are like that, though.
I mean, I have went to work with deodorant on one pit and not the other.
No. Yes, what was that girl. Like?
Very sticky on one side.
Ew.
Yeah, I had to go at break or lunch, rather, and go buy some deodorant and just alcohol swab my pit and then put the deodorant on. It was not a pretty day. I've shaved one leg and not the other. If you distract me when I'm doing something, because I'm ADHD as hell, you know, when you distract me and I'm on a course, like you fucking hanging up, I've forgotten it. So I've went to work with my underwear completely inside out and backwards.
I've done that. And here's the thing. It's like, so unless it's only been like a few minutes, I cannot switch them out. I can't like flip them.
No, I can't either.
Because somebody told me, it was like, why don't you just flip them? Because I've done worn them. Like, I don't know. What if there's a snail trail on it? No.
Ew.
I mean, I don't know. Everybody, there's moisture down there. So I, no.
Right. I mean, I'm dedicated to them to the end of the day at that point.
Yes. Yeah. All inside out and everything.
Yes, girl. I have worn my pants inside out and backwards.
I did that with a pair of scrub bottoms and I legit went to work, tag hanging out. Showing my size and everything.
Yeah, like, here it is.
Yeah, I didn't realize it until somebody was like, 2X? And I was just all like, what?
That's fucked up.
Yeah, I know, right? Looks like you wear a 2X. And I, like, felt back there. And I was like, what is going on? And I looked, and I'll be dang, these bad boys are completely inside out.
I have worn jackets inside out. I have worn, I mean, you just name it. Like, I can't get my shit together. I just can't.
Are you getting dressed in the dark?
You know, I think that that was part of the contributing factor. You know, even when Finn stays over, and it's a school night, and I call my work night school night still to this day. I get dressed in the morning in the dark. I bring my little flashlight in, and I think that that contributes to a lot of it, and that may have been the case back when I was really bad over that stuff, but some of it I just got nothing for.
So every time that I make a little mistake like that, I try to rectify it so it never happens again.
Oh, that would be amazing, but nope.
Well, I mean, I continue to make other mistakes. When I forgot deodorant, I was like, oh my goodness, so thank goodness I work at the hospital, and I just went and got some of that, you know, nasty patient deodorant that they give people. That really doesn't work very well at all.
No, it's already dried out. You can't even get a good smooth glide on the pit.
Yep, but I did. So now I have like a little travel size deodorant that I keep in my bag. So the day that I wore my underwear inside out, I was like, never going to happen again. I took a pair of underwear in a Ziploc bag and I have those in my bag. So bless it, I carry this bag inside and out of the hospital every single day. Rarely does any of it get used. One day I forgot lunch and I didn't have anything to eat. So now I have like a couple Slim Jims and a pack of Nabs in there just in case.
Okay. So supplied Susie.
That's what it's looking like.
Lord, thank bless you don't carry it in your purse.
I needed a little safety pin one time Now, if you look at my bag, there's two safety pins on the side that are just sticking there, just, you know, just closed up just in case.
I mean, I'm living for that. You obviously have your shit together. I will.
Not really. These are all mistakes that I'm trying to rectify, but I don't commit those same mistakes again. I do others. Like the other day, I sent you a picture of my shoes. They're the same brand of Allegrias or Allegrias, however people say them. I say Allegrias. And they're the same nursing shoe. However, one was blue with like little cutouts and the other one was black that was embossed. Completely different shoes.
You were living your best life.
Wore them all day. Not a person said anything to me until the end of the day.
Well, thanks for being right on top of shit, whomever that person was. You're fired. You should have said something to me at 8 a.m. Not that I could have... Well, you'd probably worried about it all day long. Like, oh shit, I've got two different shoes on.
I probably would have put those little booty covers on them.
You would have rocked the booty covers again. Booty, again. Booty, 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 booty everywhere. Yeah. We had a teacher in high school, if you'll recall. She wore one brown boot and one navy blue boot to school.
Oh my goodness. We were horrible to that lady.
We really were. We used to torture this poor... She was older than Methuselah back then.
She was. Plus, she's probably not even alive to this day.
Well, she's definitely not alive if she is.
I mean, she was barely then.
She was barely alive then. And she had the largest fucking purse I think I'd ever seen back before big purses were a thing.
That's probably going to be me. She's probably doing the same thing. She's got safety pins. She's got deodorant.
Well, she apparently didn't have the extra boot. I'm going to tell you that right now. Two shoes that match. But we used to torture this poor lady and be like, so-and-so said you had a gun in your purse.
Her name was Janie.
Yes. And we would say, Janie got a gun. And she would dump that whole big purse. I'd be like, I don't have a gun. See, look.
And this was like back in the day before like the gun thing was an issue. You didn't hear about school shootings and stuff like that. But poor old Janie, she really did just get all up in her feels.
Yeah. And southern states were a little bit lax with that. You know, I remember being in school.
Yeah.
It was maybe our freshman year then when we were still allowed to have, if the guys hunted, they had their gun rack in the back of their truck.
Absolutely. It was normal. Yep. Nobody had a problem.
Nobody thought anything about it. We never thought, oh shit, they're going to shoot it. No, they were shooting at deer before they got here.
Yeah. Sometimes they come like all, you know, swamped up.
Yeah.
You're just like, where you been? I'm out. Yeah. 3 o'clock this morning, I got up.
Yep.
Trying to get me a 6 point.
I don't think they really shoot the 6 points, darling.
I have no idea. You
like
know.
Hunting should just, you know, you should just chalk that up to like the golf. You shouldn't really weigh in on that.
There's a lot of things that Liv does not know. And clearly the golf, hunting, how many points a buck. The fact that I just know that it's a buck is wonderful for me. That yeah. I know that a buck is a boy and a doe is a girl.
Good job, baby. Good
Look
job.
At me being so southern.
I know. Look at you. You almost get your southern card back. Not almost. Quite, but almost.
I'm still working on it.
You know, I've been working on my comedy set. I've realized with talking with people, especially like after a show or whatever, the southern portion of my comedy set, I really needed to expand that.
Oh, I think so, because it was super, super funny. And it had a lot a premise that you could go anywhere with.
Oh yeah, absolutely. If you were from small town USA, you could relate.
Yeah.
You know? And I started thinking, and I was retelling this story, and I've retold it a couple of times, and I was like, that is the most fucking redneck thing I've ever heard in my life. You really need to work that into your set somehow, some way. So I'm working on that, but I'm going to tell the story to our listeners because I realized how fucking odd and funny this was. And I think it'll go something like, you know, we in the South, we don't hide our crazy. We put it out on the front porch and we give it a drink. As a matter of fact, in the town I came from, we give it a driver's license.
Yeah, right.
So growing up, there was this guy, his name was Ronnie. I won't call his last name because there is still a few people from my hometown that listen to our show. So I've put Sparta on the map. Ronnie had this old Lincoln Continental, and that wasn't even the worst part. The worst part was that Ronnie took AstroTurf. You know, in the South, you drive by the house and they put their grass on the porch.
I never really understood that. The only thing I could think of was maybe just to keep the house clean or maybe for aesthetics. Maybe they thought it looked good. I don't know.
It doesn't look... Nowhere in the history of ever have I ever thought, you know, it looked better on the porch, the lawn.
Yeah, and that stuff is like, it's rough for your feet.
It's rough for your feet.
Because it's just plastic grass.
That holds everything. People might have thought that it held back some dust or something like that. No, man. man.
It on the porch for you to drag it on in.
Yes, exactly. That's exactly what it did. And it stayed in that damn AstroTurf forever. Like, I swear to God, it weighed 5 pounds when you put it down. And 10 years later, when you stripped it up because you had worn it down, it weighed 45 square foot.
And it didn't take long for you to wear it down. There was always like a nice path straight to the door.
Straight to the door, or you get the nice little worn spots. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
Some people say, and why in the hell they all glued that shit to their porch? It was like a southern rite of passage. If you didn't have AstroTurf on your porch, you were not the good neighbor. Facts. But anyway, Ronnie had glued some AstroTurf to the top of this. I don't know. It was like a 1960 something Lincoln Continental, maybe a 70, early 70 model. It was shit, baby shit green.
Wow.
And he glued this AstroTurf to the top. And why, you ask? It wasn't because the car, you know, the ones that had the like the felt or like the the canvas like tops. It was two-tone. You know what I'm saying? So it was like a cream. So it was over that part of it that he put this AstroTurf. And the reason why Ronnie put the AstroTurf on top of his car was so that his dogs could ride on top of his car.
Oh, my goodness. Where is he riding these dogs to?
Every fucking where.
Oh, no.
It wasn't just a local. Like, you would see this guy going down 111. 65 miles an hour plus, and those dogs were hanging on. I don't know if they had flypaper on their paws or what, but these dogs, looking at it now, I realized those were some fucking superhero dogs.
Oh, yes.
Like, they were, and I don't know if it was the AstroTurf that adhered to it a little bit better, but you always knew when Ronnie was coming because, you know, as I have said before, I grew up on a farm, and to get to my dad's house growing up, you had to cross the cattle gap.
Uh-huh.
And for our listeners that don't know what that is, it is a section of your driveway that you take out, hollow out, and you put these big steel poles because the cows can't, they've got four legs and they can't make them go through the holes to get over it.
Yes. And guys, for everybody out there that didn't know what that was, I was with you until last season of Yellowstone. So thank you, Yellowstone.
Yeah, appreciate that. I'm glad Yellowstone is gluing everybody in.
Right. Yeah.
So you would hear, and it always made a sound, you know what I'm saying? Because you're going over metal poles. So it was like, so you'd hear that sound and you know we had company.
Mm-hmm.
And I would look up, and before you ever seen that it was Ronnie and got the full picture of Ronnie's car, you seen the dogs on the lookout, because at this point when they slowed down, they'd stand up and lean forward.
Oh.
Yeah. So those dogs were like...
What type of dog is it? I mean, these aren't like chihuahuas.
They weren't chihuahuas. They were, you know, larger dogs. I would want to say like they were mutts.
Oh, okay.
You know, maybe had some lab mix in them, maybe some hound dog in them, what have
you.
Yeah,
I was thinking of like a hound dog. I had this whole picture, a hound dog. Its name was Buford.
Yeah, one of them was like called the Blues. They're like the grayish, kind of like black spotted. Maybe it was some shepherd in it of some sort. Not like a German, but and about a mid-sized dog. They were mutts.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, Ronnie rode around with his dogs. I was telling somebody this story and I was like, that is the most fucking bizarre redneck thing. Like, this motherfucker rode around everywhere with his two dogs on his car, and how dangerous that is for the dog. But they fucking loved it. Like, he get in the car and here they go on the top and they was ready to roll.
Wow. And did it have like any like a landing area, no, you know, for them to get up on? Because I'm just thinking of like scratching paint and then finally getting up.
Honey,
there.
It was
like an older car.
He glued AstroTurf to the top of it. I mean, it really at this point he didn't give two fucks what the hell it looked like. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Just like a nice pickup truck would have worked well. Sorry, you can put them in the back, but no, they're riding on top of the car.
Poor that is Ronnie.
That is some redneck ingenuity right there.
Yeah. I want to know what kind of glue he used as well.
Whatever in the hell you glued that AstroTurf to your porch with, that shit wasn't there coming up.
Yeah. Well, most of the people I knew, they either glue it with like some liquid nails or they would take a staple gun.
Yeah. Well, you wasn't stapling it to concrete and you surely wasn't stapling it to the aluminum. So,
no.
And I never really asked any questions because we just knew Ronnie is crazy Ronnie. You know what I'm saying?
Right. Don't get him stirred up.
Don't get Ronnie stirred up. I was saying this the other day. I was like, he really wasn't that crazy. And I was like, bitch, he had two dogs that he drove around on top of his car. Like, he wasn't right.
Right. He might have not been too wrong, but he sure wasn't right.
I mean, you know, from the grand scope of, I mean, he was out there of all my father's friends growing up. Like, Ronnie didn't give a fuck. Okay.
And I kind of love that.
And I loved it too, but Ronnie didn't give a fuck, and it had something to do with clearly his IQ.
Yes.
So yeah, I thought, yeah, we don't really, we do parade our people around. We actually give ours a driver's license, and then they become a rolling billboard for what you shouldn't do.
Oh, but gosh, love them, you know?
I know. Thank God we have them, because you know what I'm saying? They do keep you entertained at the very least.
Oh, yeah.
It has brought me a lot of laughter just thinking about him rolling around with that dogs on that old ass car the way it was.
Oh, my goodness. That reminds me of this lady, Francine.
Francine.
Oh, Francine. Bless her heart. She
could have been Ronnie's wife. wife.
Could have been. Now, she loved a good perm.
Oh, no.
But she had like 4 strands.
Of hair?
Yes.
No, of fucking, what the fuck would I even ask that question for?
I loved it.
Yeah, of hair. I pulled a whole live on that one. I sure did. It's about fucking time.
It can't always be me, man. You know?
That time it was clearly me. You know, and I hate to interrupt your story. I'm going to let you get back to Francine. But do you know those impossible questions that your kids ask you?
Yes.
They drive me fucking crazy. Why did they turn there? Fuck, I don't know. I don't know them. You want me to roll up, chase them down and ask them? I mean, why?
Is that what you're supposed to do as a mother? Because for me, I just make up answers.
I mean, I do that too.
And then I start thinking like, that's probably wrong to do, but they sound so good.
Well, they do sound, I mean, you know,
I just... Well, that's their Aunt Martha's house. They're just going by to visit them. They're real good kids.
Right. And I would do stuff like that too. My kids and be like, how do you... I don't fucking know, bro.
Yeah, I'm just playing. I don't know why they're doing that, but they're like, wow. I was just going
to give you an asinine answer to your asinine question that clearly neither fucking one of us knew any fucking thing about. Why would you ask that?
But I kind of like it for the simple fact is that I get to make up a story that has like a good storyline that gives them lessons that I want them to learn.
Yeah, mine are just really off the cuff sarcasm. Like, they're not going to learn anything from it. They're just going to learn that mom's a huge smartass.
Well, I mean, they already knew that from me, but, you know, they're going to go visit Mama Martha because they're real, really good kids.
She's got the diabetes. Her diabetes has been acting up real bad since last Thursday, and I tell you what, they're like, fucking what? Well, right. You know what? You're welcome because you wasted my time asking me that question.
It's like, she gets real lonely sometimes.
She does.
You guys, you know, when you grow up, I just want to let you know, you probably want to come by and visit your mama.
Yeah.
Just like they're visiting Oh, Mama Martha.
Yeah, oh, Aunt Mama Martha. You know, we are in the South. It is not too far-fetched that you would have an Aunt Mama Martha.
That is a true story. Which reminds me of the Francine Coon story I wanted to tell you about.
Oh, you're just going to pull her whole name out, Francine Coon.
Well, bless her heart. She's dead now.
Oh, she's dead.
Yeah. So she,
Ronnie
she
might
had,
be too. I don't know.
Probably. Probably one of these dogs fell off and he just said, I can't do it no more.
Grieved himself to death. Yeah, just one day out of the blue, Ronnie didn't ride around with them dogs on the car no more. So I'm reckon they died.
Oh, that is horrible. Why am I mourning Ronnie's dogs?
Well, you know, everybody in the town got really excited about Ronnie's dogs. Here comes that idiot with them surfer dogs.
But yeah, everybody liked to see it.
Well, I mean, it's a fucking train wreck. You can't look away.
That is true.
All right, Francine Coon, give it to me. What'd Francine do?
It was her skirt. She always pulled her skirts up to like her tatas, but she had a little bit of a belly there.
Oh.
And the reason
she
why...
She looked like that old witch off the Disney movie.
Yeah.
With the raggedy hair and the...
Yeah. And that was the best she could do. Like, you know, she'd go in, she'd get all dressed up, and that's what she'd come out in. And she always had flip-flops, but it was like the big chunky kind. You know, I don't know, she got them at the Dollar General or something. They were like, whoo. But anyway, Francine Coon, she comes out in her like her little skirt and everything pulled up to her tatas. And the other day, somebody took a picture of me while I was on vacation. And I looked at that picture and the first thing I thought was Francine Coon.
Fucking Francine.
I have turned into Francine Coon.
Please tell me you've given yourself an intervention.
I tried my best. I got me some thickening spray for my hair so it didn't look like I had just 4. Now, granted, I had a lot of sunscreen all over and I think I'd ran my hands through my hair a couple times. And the little jumpsuit that I had on. It had like elastic waist, but it migrated. I'm an apple shape. I'm like an egg. So it migrated up. Yeah, it's not like an hourglass to stand there. It migrated up. And when I saw that picture, that's all I could think of. Rest in peace, Francine Coon.
Rest in peace, Francine Coon. I hope you got your skirt on a normal level now.
No, girl. When they buried her, they put it right where it needed to be. It nestled.
Me.
Yeah, nestled right there.
Well, she probably had a permanent indention at that
she
part.
She sure
that's
did.
Just kind of where it sat.
She sure did.
Wow.
She was
she
real
never
nice.
Wear pants?
No, I never saw in some pants.
She just had straight up skirts. That's it.
Yeah, she was a religious lady, so I think it was part of her religion.
Oh, okay. That does happen.
Yeah. And then she had a little husband. And when I say little, he was a little bitty little fellow, like 5 foot nothing, probably weighed about 80 pounds. His name was Dewey. Dewey Brown.
Dewey and Francine. Why didn't they have the same last name?
I have no idea.
They really weren't married. I just shattered your whole childhood.
Oh, what if they wasn't?
I don't think they were. I mean, if his last name was Brown and her last name was Coon.
I mean, that's a good point. I have no idea. You know what? Now I'm going to have to go investigate. I'm going to have to go call my mama.
I think you should, because that's one of the life's greatest mysteries. Here she was going to church in her skirts, living in sin.
Ooh.
She wasn't married.
Oh, wowzers.
Yeah, I know. Blew your whole childhood up right there.
Well, talking about blowing my whole childhood up, when we were on vacation, the kids, we go to check out, you know, the condo that we'd rented or whatever. Outside at the pool, beautiful pool. They've got it all nice and landscaped and everything's beautiful. It's right beside the ocean. Everything's wonderful. And then they see it. It's a little sign that says that the pool closes at 7:45 p.m.
Now, tell the listeners where you went on vacation, because this is going to explain a lot right now.
Yeah, so we went to Estero Island in Fort Myers, Florida.
Okay. So.
So, beautiful area.
It's where all people from up north retire.
Okay. I thought that that was a little bit of a myth, but turns out, no, you are correct.
Yeah.
And a lot of people come down on vacation. There's a lot of, like, New Jersey, Pennsylvania. I met a lady from Chicago. So, I was just like, wow. But the kids were just upset. Like, who closes a pool on vacation at 7:45? And I was like, honey, a lot of people rent these as their house.
Yeah, well, they probably bought them.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, so that's where they live.
Mm-hmm. And so that's what I was explaining to them. And I said, you know, they're oldie goldies too. A lot of them, the majority of the age there was definitely probably 70 plus.
I mean, 7:45 is a perfectly good time. They've got Jeopardy coming on at 8 o'clock.
Uh-huh.
You know, we've got to watch Jeopardy, eat cheesecake, and go to bed.
Oh, yeah, that really does sound like a good life.
I'm here for it.
Yes.
Although I don't really want to get up with the chickens.
No, no, no. But they were just super upset about it. So we would make sure that we went to the pool early in the morning, and then we would do the beach a little later at night.
Okay.
So, I mean, like, not exactly go into the water, like, real deep, you know, just right there at the edge and just kind of play Frisbee or some type of game on the beach.
Yeah, Jay does not go into the shark's house.
No, girl.
Mm-mm.
It's always like seaweed or something that touches my leg, and I just knew it.
Well, what cured me from that is standing on the pier,
mm-hmm.
and my ex-husband really liked to fish, or he liked to just spend time on the pier, watch other people fish. He didn't care, so we spent a lot of time on the pier. You could literally look down and count the sharks in the water, and people are legit swimming, you know, 40, 50, 60 fucking yards from them, or feet sometimes, and I'm like, y'all are, there's 9 fucking sharks right here. Matter of fact, all these fishers over here are chumming the water, when they're cleaning their fish and shit. Therefore, I would just highly suggest you don't fucking swim near the piers, man.
They actually have that as a rule. Like, you shouldn't swim near piers.
But every freaking hotel, you always have people doing. I mean, even within, you know, several hundred feet, I wouldn't do that. Like, the sharks are going to leave at some point and go somewhere else. And look, there's a snack. And I know that that relatively doesn't happen a lot. But the amount of times that it does, in fact, happen, I'm cool with not finding out if it, you know, I'm going to win that shark lotto. You know what I'm saying?
I agree.
So I don't get above the, you know, mid calf. That is as deep as I go into the shark's house.
So that's about where we were at. And even then, you can also get a little bite, but clearly it's probably not going to be as detrimental as if you were deeper and they bit you in like a vital organ.
Right. I mean, I'm saying if you get me, I mean, yeah, you're going to fuck up my foot and I can live without a foot. We can get a nice prosthetic.
That's right.
Our friend B will tell you what not to do if you have one of those and you're going to be intimate relations with somebody. Obviously, I can recover from that. I can fall backwards or forwards and get away from that. You know what I mean? Like, it's not going to follow me up on the beach and continue to eat my leg off. But if you hit me in the water and you got a friend and he get hungry too, which is, you know, if I were a shark, I would swim with a friend. Just saying. I think that would be important to me.
You're a human and you still swim with a friend.
Right. Exactly. You know what I'm saying? So then I'm going to put pressure on that friend to get me out of the water. We both might get bit again. I'm sitting here free bleeding at this point. That's chum in the water saying, come eat some more.
Remind me to tell you about the toe. So that's just a little reminder for you.
About the toe.
Okay. Yeah. I didn't even think about this until you just said that. That is so funny. But yeah, I'll tell you about it in a minute. So as we're standing in the ocean, not very deep, kind of like you would be, you know, about ankle deep, the kids want to get in a little closer. So now they're about, I don't know, about waist deep.
Right.
And I'm like, okay, guys, that's enough. You're really testing the waters here.
Literally.
Oh, yes. And all of a sudden, I see like a fin. And I'm like, I don't know why I was being quiet. I think it's because I didn't want to alarm everybody else. So I keep motioning for them to come. And they're like, what? What? And I'm like, get over here. I'm trying to do it like between my teeth. Get over here.
Right.
And so they finally.
Save mama on the beach.
Yeah. So they finally get over there. And I look. They're just like, what are you looking at? I say, you don't see that fin? And they were like, mom, bless. That's a buoy. It was like bobbing up and down, right? You know, I don't see very well. And then you Clearly. Take my glasses off.
You didn't have your glasses on either?
No, because, you know, So I really thought that my kids were about to get ate by a shark.
Look, they're all fucking lining up down the beach. They're going to swarm us.
You know, I was just like, my bad. All right, I do see that that is a buoy. You know, got my glasses on. Yeah, you're right. All right, so the next day we're out there and I've got my glasses on and I see a fin.
Oh, shit.
But now I'm just like, maybe it's another buoy. And I'm like trying to blink my eyes. Maybe I got sunscreen in it. So finally I was just like, Hubs, do you see that out there? And he's like, oh my gosh, I do. So we're like, come on. Well, then finally somebody stands up because everybody's like rushing out of the water. It's okay, guys. It's okay. It's just a dolphin. And then you see the dolphin kind of breach the water and come out.
False alarm. It was something pretty.
Yeah. It was something pretty. But they do say that dolphins keep sharks away.
Yeah.
Yeah. So
here dolphin.
So I'm sitting in my little chair and I've got my phone out now because now I'm curious. How many shark attacks happen on the Gulf side?
I have no idea. I know you Googled it though.
I did. Well, essentially I was just like, where do shark attacks occur most?
In the ocean.
Yes.
Could have cleared that up for you right then.
Right, right. So it turns out down in the Daytona area, that is the most shark attack. So I wanted to think that it was like 24 shark attacks and 17 of them was in Volusia County, which is over there where Daytona is.
That's crazy. Wonder if it's because of saturation on the beach.
I was thinking that. So we were going through this whole discussion, you know, yummy little legs all around. They're just
little greased up little piggies in the water. Yes.
Delicious. So it could be that. What if the temperature of the water's different? Maybe it's just right. Not too hot, not too cold. I don't know.
They have a preference?
I have no idea. I didn't go that far because, you know me, next thing you know, I wouldn't be able to have fun at all because I'd be like, the temperature of the water is 82 degrees.
Be out there with their fucking thermometer fucking measuring the temperature of the ocean and be like, it's shark time, y'all.
That's right.
It's fucking shark week right now. Get your piggies out of the water.
But I just thought it was so funny that I was totally freaking out. One, for no reason at all. And then the second time, I was questioning myself because I saw the fin, but it was a cute little dolphin. There's that.
I mean, you know, hey.
I had a bunch of Karens when I was on vacation. They wouldn't even let us swim.
Fuck the Karens.
That's what I'm saying. Like, just a PSA. If you are in a public pool, do not bring your tablet, your Kindle, and your paper book in the kiddie section and not expect to get a drop of water on you.
Yeah,
at some point.
A bit ridiculous. She was being a bit of the most.
Oh, it was a bunch of them.
If I was in my own personal pool, yes, cool. I might want to read a book.
Yeah.
A public, not necessarily a public pool, but I mean, you know, the whole condominium facility shares this one pool. There are going to be children there. That is dumb as fuck, lady.
I mean, I thought so. And then wanted to like be giving them dirty looks. And it's not like the kids were splashing or anything, but you know, when they swim, sometimes like, you know, it'll do like a little splash.
Kids are going to be kids. Even if they were back there just acting a fool, splashing in the pool. They are kids in a pool, Karen. Put your fucking Kindle down.
Or go over there to the chair where, you know, it's safe, 4 feet away from the pool.
Right. Or, you know what? Don't fucking read.
That's good for everybody. Don't read.
I mean, I'm just saying, in that moment, don't read, or at least have a fucking waterproof case for your Kindle before you be over here giving everybody stank face.
So you were talking about a shark biting your leg and then getting your little piggies. So today at work, okay?
You had a shark attack at work?
No, but something happened to this poor lady's hand. She is standing outside of a patient's room. Mm. So, you know, when I walked by, I just said, hello, how are you? And she's like, good, good. And I said, do you need anything? And she's like, no, I'm just waiting on daddy to use the bathroom and then I'll go back in. I said, oh, absolutely. Well, then she starts on with like a conversation or whatever. She's got a cast on one arm. She's got a boot on the other. And I said, wow.
Like opposite?
Yeah, opposite.
Boy, she did it right.
That's what I said. I said, honey, I said, we're going to have to wrap you in bubble wrap. Just joking around. She's like, yeah, I broke my arm a couple weeks ago and then I just fractured my leg. And I was like, wow. I said, osteoporosis? And she's like, nah. She said, years ago, I got into an accident and then she shows me her hand. Now her hand kind of looks like a shark, kind of, you know, like if I did like almost if you would put a oven mitt on.
Is it webbed?
Kind of. So what they did, She was like, right here on this part, they took skin from my groin area. Now, did I inspect it for some pubic hair? I did.
Shit.
I did. I was curious, you know?
I don't think that part of the groin area.
Yeah, I don't think so either. But, I mean, I don't know. I'm a hairy lady. You know, sometimes on my thigh, I'll get a few hairs or so, you know? So I was looking and I was just, you know, I rubbed my hand over top of it. Wow, they did a really good job. And then this part right here, she said on my other leg, that's where they grafted the skin from that. And I was like, oh, okay. That's when she pops out her little thumb. See this? Now, was it smaller than normal? Absolutely. But
they put a fucking toe.
They did.
Were her thumb supposed to be?
Yes, girl.
Which toe?
Her big toe.
Shut the front fucking door. They put her big, yes. My big toe would look absolutely ridiculous,
okay,
right there.
So that's where our discussion went. You know me, clarifying questions. And I am touching on this toe. I am like,
did it have hairs on it? Because sometimes I get a...
It didn't. It did not have no hairs.
Can you imagine having to shave your fucking hands?
Yes. I could imagine that.
You could. I couldn't.
I mean, I know I have to shave my toes now, so I could imagine just having to take a once over of my hand. But this is a cute toe. And so I tell her so. I'm just like, ma'am, I am just so... You know, if you didn't have that boot on, I'd like to see what your other toe looks like. She said it didn't look anything like it.
They took the best toe.
Yeah, they took the... She told me that they did liposuction of this toe on like the pad of it to make it look more thumb-like.
I'm blown away right now. I didn't even know that was such a... Does it work?
I mean, it's kind of in a fixed position, so it's not like she can flex it.
So she can just kind of use it like a mitt. That's it.
Yeah, like kind of like a claw, but yeah.
The claw.
The claw.
If she did that to her grandbabies, that would be hilarious.
I thought she's a very nice lady. She's let me touch all up on her hand and feel if she had pubic hair there and touch her toe. Great. That is now a thumb. Yes, but it was very pretty. And she had them all manicured.
I don't know that I'd want to draw attention to that.
I'll be honest, until she said something, you know, I'm pretty observant. I guess because her hand was kind of closed. I didn't really, you know, see anything that stuck out that would be like, oh my goodness. But when she pointed out to me, it was all like, yeah, this right here is a toe and all this. How is that the prettiest toe I've ever seen? I said, you are so lucky, because if I would have got my toe put on my hand, that's a gnarled up looking toe. It's big. It's hefty. And then that's when she told me that they lipoed it.
I mean, I didn't think there was that much fat on your toe.
I think it's just the bulbous nature of the bottom of it.
Your
thumb is
that.
Meaty,
yeah,
but it's not as bulbous, and so they...
Well, it doesn't have to carry around your big ass. You know
that's
I mean?
A good point.
Not your big ass. I'm just saying in general.
You're not wrong, baby. You're not wrong.
I was thinking about myself, honestly, in that moment. But
I wanted to take a picture of this so bad so I could show you.
I wish you would have. Now I'm almost sad. If you see her again, please ask.
I can't because I work there. I mean, she's not my patient or anything, but I just think it would be rude if I asked for a picture of her toe.
No, freaking say, toe. You know what? I probably shouldn't ask you this. And look, check it. My friend is fixing to go through a similar surgery and she was considering using her toe. Can I just take a picture of this? Because she had a freak accident. It was her hand was eaten off by a shark that was being chased by a dolphin. But she was in the shark's house. She should have knew.
That's right.
But if you... I just want to show her what that looks like. So maybe sway her in that direction. She's got cute feet. She really does. She's a salt of the earth too. And I think her toe looked great there. Fucking please.
I wonder if I could like get her to put her hand up to my mouth and like stick my tongue out like I'm gonna lick her toe. Her toe thumb.
I don't know if she's that cool, but...
Nah. I mean, like, she don't even know me at all. She just met me.
Well, people talk to us. Just, you
that
know,
is true.
We probably need to wrap this up. We were having such a good time talking today.
I missed you.
I missed you too, and we missed you guys. And I know you've not heard from Living Jay in a week. Damn, it feels like forever.
Yeah. Well, you know what? The only way that I can get behind the Don't Read campaign that Jay just promoted.
Just if you're caring in the pool.
Or if you listen to podcasts instead of reading.
I think you should have on some waterproof headphones and listen to our podcast in the pool. That's absolutely what everybody should do. Matter of fact, I think if you're going to a public pool anytime in the near future, you need to freaking get out there and bump your gums about Living Jay. Look, have you checked them out? Like, they're great to listen to in the pool. They sound even better underwater.
Check this out.
Check this out. I swear to God, you won't be sorry.
That's right. You can't get water on words.
You can't get water on words. And Liv and Jay are definitely loud enough. We are having a little
under the sea
party.
I'm going to dress up like a mermaid.
Are you? Because I want to be the little crab.
You're going to be the crab. We'll invite old girl.
Yeah.
With the toe thumb, bless her.
I think we should invite the girl with the toe thumb. You know what? She needs to play the fucking crab. Clearly, that's what needs to happen.
I can what's also- his name? Sebastian? Sylvester?
Yeah, Sebastian. I used to love The Little Mermaid, and to this day, I still do the Les Poissons, Les Poissons. Hee, hee, hee. Ha, ha, ha. I still do that to my kids. Oh, they still fucking think I'm crazy.
Well, guys, if you have a nice little cartoon character that you love.
Right. Or you want to tell us about your vacation mishaps and the times that you almost got eaten by the shark.
Or you've turned into a Karen on somebody.
Write in and tell us about it.
Yes, definitely write in. Our email address is southernshadepodcast@gmail.com. And our website address is southernshadewithlivinj.com.
You guys have a great week. Y'all come back now. You hear?
You've been listening to the Southern Shade Podcast with Liv and Jay. Oh, bless their heart.
You're not mashing the right button.